If its size in the satellite image is anything to go by, then Cyclone Yasi, bursting in from the Coral Sea, is a potentially highly destructive storm system. It's one of the largest tropical cyclones to approach the North Queensland coast for decades. When it strikes the coast, sometime Thursday morning, it will bring destructive winds and a storm surge of up to 6 metres. Low-lying waterfront areas from Innisfail to Mackay are expected to bear the brunt of the storm. Timothy McDonald reports.
The Premier, Anna Bligh, says Cyclone Yasi will be a powerful storm, and anyone in its path should take official warnings very seriously.
If you are in a low-lying waterfront area, you should be thinking of relocating your family to a friend in a higher place today. It also means that you should be bringing all of your garden furniture, toys, trampolines inside and locking them down, and making sure that you have sufficient supplies for what might be 3 or 4 days without electricity if this event eventuates in the size and scale that we anticipate.
Evacuations have already started at some nursing homes along the coast and at Hamilton Island in the Whitsundays. All ports from Cairns to Mackay will be closed from late today. Some councils are already telling locals to clear out, but evacuation centres won't be set up until after the storm hits, so they'll have to find a safe haven on their own. Mike Brunker is the mayor of the Whitsunday Regional Council.
We're talking huge wave actions, 300-kilometre-hour winds. So this is something that we've never seen before.
I understand that evacuations at this stage are voluntary. Will there be a decision at some point to actually order people out?
No, well, we're telling people this morning we want them to leave, so that'll be evacuation. So that's going to be quite clear.
Is that just your council area or is that along the coast?
That is my council area, that's what we're doing, but I'm sure all other council areas are in the same boat.
And I understand that there will be evacuation centres that will be set up, but only after the cyclone hits. Why will they only be set up after?
We don't know if any of our evacuation centres are going to have a roof on them. A lot of times we might use some skewers. The glass panes might be blown out. Once the storm has gone, we then have to assess what buildings are left standing, what buildings have a roof on them, and then we open those up and direct people into the disaster centres.
So what if you're in an old fibro Queenslander? Where should you go?
If you believe your house could be under threat, you go to a friend. You might want to book into a motel, a brick motel for the night that's out of the floodwater.
The Whitsunday Regional Council Mayor Mike Brunker ending Timothy McDonald's report.